Let's talk about Earth Day and recycling and all things ecological, Craig, as we are joined on this show this morning by Sharon Canese, the president and CEO of the National Waste and Recycling Association. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning.
Well, we've been talking a lot around here. We had a big Earth Fest in Northeast Ohio this weekend where they show all sorts of new developments, how to recycle, how to use less waste. What are some of the challenges facing recycling and all those things that have kind of came to our consciousness some 40-some years ago?
Well, there is more recycling than ever before, and right now, curbside recycling is available to 193 million Americans. That's more than two-thirds of the population. And Americans want to recycle and are recycling. However, we're at the crossroads. While we all recognize that recycling is ecologically sound, it also needs to be economically sound. And the two things that impact that are commodity prices and contamination of the recyclables.
Explain that a little more. What do you mean by those two parts? Maybe take the commodity part first.
Yeah. The recycling's a commodity business where recyclables are sold to be reprocessed into other products. And right now, the value of those commodities is very low. For example, one executive recently noted that where he used to get $150 per ton of paper, he now gets 50 or 60. So those prices are way down and really challenges the ability to cover our costs.
Why are they down?
For many, many reasons. The strength of the dollar for exports, Chinese demand, also the recent dock worker slowdown in California. There are many reasons why they're down.
Well, there always seems to be sometimes a cost involved with the recycling, and I've heard other people, you know, there's a cost that it costs them more than what they're actually getting out of the recycling, but they're doing it because they don't want to put it into the landfill. So that's kind of the driving force, I guess, in one sense, to keep things out of the landfill.
Well, one of the important things about recycling is that the public can help with is to make sure that they put into that bin what belongs in the bin and keep out what doesn't belong there. It makes it easier to process, and of course, it cuts the costs a bit.
What are some of the things that people are contaminating the recyclables with?
Well, for example, plastic bags should not be recycled curbside. They should be recycled at your grocery store. When they get into the bin, what they do is they can damage the machinery that actually separates the other recyclables. Needles need to stay out of the bin. Cans of paint should not be put in the bin. There are picket fences we see in the bin. They don't belong there. Garden hoses should be out of the bin. And if you want to know more, you should check out the infographic, which we developed in cooperation with Keep America Beautiful. And it's on the website beginwiththebin.org. It shows you the top 10 products that belong in that bin.
Sharon, you mentioned keep picket fences out of there. Most of them are made of wood. Why would you keep them out?
They do not belong in the recycling stream for municipal solid waste. They may be recycled as part of construction and demolition debris, but that's a whole different recycling process.
The one I learned about this past year was the pizza box. You know, you think it's made out of cardboard, but I was told because of the oils and stuff, if you get certain things on that cardboard, that basically is useless from the recyclable standpoint then.
Well, it does contribute to contamination, and what you can do is tear off the part that is covered with grease and put the rest of the box into the bin.
You know, some of this gets to be very complicated, and I don't want to, you know, complain too much about it, but you know, one time you start thinking, I got to recycle something. Now I got to hold back until I have enough to put out at the curb. And you have people, like you say, putting garden hoses. Maybe they're thinking that they could be recycled. They're trying to do something good, but obviously not. I guess it's just a matter of getting column A and column B and make sure we sort them correctly.
That's right. That's why education is so important. And that's why our members work with municipalities to make sure that the citizens of those municipalities know what they can and can't recycle. Again, begin with the bin certainly helps educate on what to put in and what to keep out.
Well, give us some good news. What interesting things are getting recycled, or how is this benefiting us in the positive part of cycling?
Well, more and more is being recycled every day, and it is pretty exciting. And we are looking for new markets for recyclables so that more can be recycled. And the next generation, I guess I would say, of potential recyclables is food waste. It is a challenge right now. We have a long way to go, but there are efforts to determine how to recycle food waste.
Besides us at home doing our own compost pile, that kind of a thing, you're talking about doing something else on a larger scale, I suppose.
Well, composting is one way to address that, but there are also new technologies that are being developed.
Well, there's an industry out there, obviously, that if someone with a challenge is trying to figure out what best way to recycle something that people thought is not recyclable or being able to do it, so it obviously has always a sense of science, and people kind of come up with new ways of doing it. Again, if people want to get details about what to put in that bin, give us the site again.
It's beginwiththebin.org.
Our guest today, Sharon Canese, the President and CEO of National Waste and Recycling Association. Thanks for sharing the details with us this morning on recycling.
Thank you very much.